Blog Talk Radio.
Well, this is Blog Talk Radio. Hi, I'm Russ Johnson, and it's early. It's 5 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, and we have scheduled a program starting at 2. So let me begin to talk about, let's see, to look at some things before we get started. Here we are. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good morning. I should say good afternoon, shouldn't I? Are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
Okay. Doing great, great, great. We have 4 minutes before we take off. So in the meantime, while we have 4 minutes before we start, everything going well?
Everything's going real well. I have no complaints.
Okay, great. And you're feeling good. That's the main thing, huh?
Yes, sir. That's the main thing. When you feel good, yeah, you can do just about anything.
Yeah, it gives you a different life, I'll tell you that. Boy. Mm. So,
it gives you a different perspective.
A different perspective, yeah. We got it 3 minutes before the hour. Let's see if I can. I was trying to talk to. Let me see if I'll dial what's come up.
I'm going to put you back on. I'm at my son's house and they're doing construction. I'm praying that everything stays quiet, but I'm going to keep myself muted if that's okay until you meet me.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. Not an issue. That's number four. Okay, I can call it back later on. He's not there, not answering. No problem. Okay. 2 minutes before the hour. It's still ringing. How to block that out. Wow, what did I do? Okay, that's gone. Okay, great. Okay, we have 2 minutes out. Let me do this. 1, 2, 3. I'm looking down here. Flu S. All right, let's see something. Did I do that? No. Work from home. All right, anyway. Can't much do this. Let's get started. Okay. 1 minute. Okay, I got 2 o'clock. Okay, might as well get underway. Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm Russ Johnson. And what we want to do today is just cover a few issues for the next few minutes, talking about RAIN International and what we should do if we want to build a serious organization working from home.
I wonder what it would be like to work from home. With advances in technology, more and more people are looking for home-based jobs that could easily give them the flexibility of setting their own hours and perhaps find a better work-life balance.
It enables you to run your own business, be your own boss, but with the backing of another company that's there because you're selling their products or their services.
Wouldn't it be nice if your commute consisted of stepping to the kitchen for a cup of coffee, then into your home office? Well, thanks to the internet, plenty of people do it daily.
Best commute in town. Very short. Takes me about 30 seconds. We get to choose our own hours. It allows me to have the flexibility to do things with my wife and my daughter.
So there are real work-at-home jobs out there.
There is opportunities to work at home. You just need to find out what type of an opportunity you're best suited for and research it and pursue it.
For Money Talks, I'm Stacy Johnson.
Well, Stacy, thanks a lot. Listen, a lot of people are looking for income these days. The latest report I've seen, it says 50 million people so far, plus, it's a plus now, because that's about a week ago, have applied for unemployment insurance benefits in this country alone. 50 million. That means at least 10, 20, maybe 30 million of those individuals will never, ever, ever have that particular job that they had again. So work from home is a serious, serious endeavor, especially these days, to be able to pay food, clothing, shelter, information, and medical care, transportation. You got to have money for those kind of things. So as we start today, we just want to talk about some techniques, strategies, and skill sets one needs to do that, to work from home.
I'd like to tell you about the strangest secret in the world. Some years ago, the late Nobel Prize-winning Dr. Albert Schweitzer was being interviewed in London, and a reporter asked him, "Doctor, what's wrong with men today?" And the great doctor was silent a moment, and then he said, "Men simply don't think." It's about this that I want to talk with you. We live today in a golden age. This is an era that man has looked forward to, dreamed of, and worked toward for thousands of years. But since it's here, we pretty well take it for granted. We in America are particularly fortunate to live in the richest land that ever existed on the face of the earth, a land of abundant opportunity for everyone. But do you know what happens? Well, let's take 100 men who start even at the age of 25. Do you have any idea what will happen to those men by the time they're 65? These 100 men who all start even at the age of 25 believe they're going to be successful. If you asked any one of these men if he wanted to be a success, he'd tell you he did. And you'd notice that he was eager toward life, that there was a certain sparkle to his eye, an erectness to his carriage, and life seemed like a pretty interesting adventure to him. But by the time they're 65, one will be rich. Four will be financially independent. Five will still be working. 54 will be broke.
Now, can you believe that? Now, those are the stats before the coronavirus. Now we have coronavirus. So, I tell you, when they say network marketing, what do you do to work from home? How do you make it happen? Well, many people, as I read Malcolm Gladwell in his book, The Tipping Point, you look at Pauline Pilser, Robert Kiyosaki, all of them say that word-of-mouth advertising is the way that many people in the next 10, 20, 30 years will be making money from the comfort of their home. So what does that mean? It means don't change. Continue to do what you already have done. When you see a good movie, a restaurant, a book sale, a church, synagogue that you really like, you tell other people about it, right? Yes or no? Yeah, okay. But when you have a product or service, you do the same thing. All the things that you have been doing for the rest of it for up until this point in your life and didn't get paid for it when you told someone about Sears or the iPhone or whatever it is you found that you liked, they either bought it or didn't buy it. And you didn't cry because they didn't buy it. You were just trying to help. You know, you say, go down the street, gasoline is $2 a gallon rather than $4 a gallon. And if they didn't go take advantage of it, no big deal. But you did try to tell them the availability of saving some money, right? Right? Okay. The same thing we do in network marketing. When we find a good product or service, we tell people about it. And when some people take advantage of it to become a customer, say you have a product that's a health product, and they get a lot of benefits from that product, well, you tell people about it, right? Okay. Some people will take advantage of it, and some people won't take advantage right away. They may eventually, after they have many other testimonies around them, because, you know, it's really difficult getting people's attention up until this point. I think it's changed a little bit now. When people have had their JOBs, you know, government, et cetera, and you tell them about a plan B, C, D, E, they say, no, I never thought about a plan B, C. I'm okay. I have my job. You know, I work 40 hours a week. I'm making $50,000 a year. And I'm kind of satisfied with what I have. I'm not really looking for something extra. That was then. This is now. It's a different ball game. Listen, do we have Loretta on the line? Because she recently came with us because she found a product that helped her over some health challenges. As a matter of fact, she was on the air yesterday, and she was talking with Brian Belker, and they were doing a great call. And maybe she's on the line. Loretta, can you hear me?
Yes,
hello,
I can.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, you were with her, Whitaker and Brian Belker yesterday. And what did you have to say? And they said, you know, you had been in, what, 2 weeks now, 3 weeks, or something like that? And they were very impressed in terms of you having a great testimony. What is, give us your testimony.
Well, I received a call from the CEO of the company, Brian Belker, and then I talked to Mr. Whitaker. And they were impressed with my testimony as well as the people that I put in the program. My testimony is basically that I'm a retired person from the medical field. I spent 40 years in the hospital working in the medical profession. And in the past 20 years, I developed chronic fatigue syndrome with intractable migraines. Chronic fatigue syndrome, for those that don't know what it is, it's a debilitating illness that was not recognized until about 10 years ago as a real illness. Its twin sister is fibromyalgia. They kind of shift. They're like twins. They, when you see one, you probably have the other or some resemblance to the other. But to make a long story short, I spent the past 14 years as a big, basically bedridden individual, not able to do much of anything without becoming extremely fatigued. You can sleep for 14 to 20 hours. And when you wake up, you're about as exhausted as it was when you went to sleep. So needless to say, my social life took a hit. My private life took a big hit. And my emotional level was to the point where if this is the way that I'm going to exist, it's not going to be very, very much fun. I was introduced to the product, but before that, I had taken almost every medication for migraines known to man, and they would work a certain period of time and stop. I was incapacitated with migraines for like 4 days in a row, some days for 4 to 6 hours. I'd get some relief, and it'd come right back. I was, I guess you could say, I've had probably every supplement or herbal supplement that's out there. I've tried a lot of different products. Some worked for a short period of time, and after a short period of time, you would fall flat, and you'd be worse than when you started. But then I was introduced to this product about, it'll be 3 weeks ago, this coming Tuesday, introduced to this product, reluctant to take it because it's like just one more thing to throw on the shelf or put in the trash. And my husband and I were going to the garden, and I'm like, let me just try this. I'm just going to take everything. I wouldn't suggest that to anyone, but I did because what I have to lose. I took the product and went to the garden. Normally, my spin in the garden is about 15 minutes to half an hour. I got out. We started working. And I was able to complete 4.5 hours in the garden, came home, cleaned up, and waited to hit the wall and slide down as I normally do after expending that amount of energy. I was still going at 4 a.m., and I looked at the clock, and I'm like, is this me? I'm like, this stuff is really good, but does it, will it keep going? Next morning, I got up taking the product, and I've had the same energy level with taking the product. It lets you down, but not like some of those energy products, like an energy drink, which I've never taken. But they're like caffeine, which I have taken to keep going at times. It just kind of gets you to the edge and drop you. This product gives you a slow letdown. It lets you know that you're coming down. And it's not a high, but it's energy. And you can feel it like a little feather going in the wind. And you take another one, and it picks you right back up where you left off. And I have been going on this, Dr. Johnson, for it'll be 3 weeks on Tuesday. I don't ever plan to be without this, and I really thank you for introducing it to me.
Well, it's really changed your life, huh? Isn't that something, all these years that you've been suffering with fibromyalgia, pain, and being exceptionally tired, if you will, and all of a sudden you get this product and it gets into your system and changes you. Why do you think that's so? I mean, now that you've been in for a while and you have the medical background that you do have, why is it?
Well, like I said, I've been involved in a lot of nutritional supplements, and the body will heal itself. That's a known fact if you give it what it needs. And with my body, being familiar with it for 20 years and not able to do anything else, I would notice whenever I took something, the effects that it had on me. With this product, they explain that it's based on seed nutrition. And if you can take an acorn and turn it into an oak tree that makes a million acorns, probably a trillion acorns over its lifetime, and a grain of corn, when it's planted, can make several ears of corn. I mean, if you could harness the energy in that seed, and it's in the Bible as well, if you can harness that energy and release it into the body, that's just like hooking up a turbocharge to a regular engine. You just give it a little bit more, and it just keeps going. I'm just overwhelmed at the way I feel, put a change on my life. I have a grandchild coming. I thought I'd spend time just laying in the bed looking at her. Now I feel like I can get out and play kickball or whatever else she wants to do, and I'm just looking forward to the future.
Isn't that something? I mean, when I look at the stats on it, is that seeds are more powerful than fruits, the leaves, or the trees, or the vegetables they produce. So seeds are where it's coming from. It's 20, they're 30 times more powerful than the juice or the fruit they create. And the product, so of course, is comprised by the black cumin, black raspberry, Chardonnay, grapeseed. And it has the ribose, it's a little sweetener. It's not like a sugar. It has a 5-carbon sugar that the body produces, and that gives us a little sweet taste. But it's really 281 times stronger than aspirin for eliminating pain. And that's according to research by Dr. Lucy Wu at the University of Maryland. So we have a good product, and a lot of people are talking about having a good, especially these days with, what can I say, the coronavirus. I mean, that thing is sweeping across the country. And I just believe that if enough people would take at least this product, you know, they can ward off some of the challenges that will be coming down the road. Look, I'm just going to do this. Dr. Brad Weeks, you talked to him a couple times, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Good. What is your impression of what he has to say about the black cumin seed that's in, well, soul in particular? What does he have to say about soul in a general sense? Because you've been on his conference calls.
Yes, he dealt with hormonal issues. He dealt with cancer. Any disease known to man, this product will help the body to eliminate. And coming from a physician, that's a big statement because generally speaking, a physician will not tell you that a product will eliminate a disease. But when he was talking about hormonal differences, like women with fibromyalgia, with fibroids, with bad menstrual cycles, bad I don't get it anymore because I'm like 65 years old, but getting that postpartum depression after a baby or the depression that you get when you're on your menstrual cycle, it eliminates that. And he also said something else that I found out about this product, and my husband's found out about it too. It helps the female libido. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not going to embarrass myself, but I'm just telling you, ladies, that this product is what the other products for men, and they say, and your wife will like it too. Your husband will love this product when you start taking it. Trust me. With cancer,
Go ahead.
He was talking about mental illnesses, like any mental illness, this product will eliminate bipolar. He mentioned PTSD for our soldiers. He mentioned depression. He mentioned every mental illness is caused by inflammation, and inflammation is the cause of most of your arthritic diseases, arthritic problems. If you can eliminate the inflammation, he also said that it helped with Alzheimer's. 90% of all illnesses are caused, I wouldn't say 90%, but the majority of all illnesses are caused by inflammation, lupus, myasthenia gravis, MS, all of those illnesses. Folks, we have the answer. All we have to do is get out there and share the product. If you help enough people with this product, I promise you the name Reign International will reign over the entire world as a cure for a lot of our illnesses, including corona, because if you can get your lungs not to be inflamed and the body to turn against itself, your immune system will take care of you and get you across that bridge where that coronavirus gets in there and causes your body to attack itself. It's kind of like HIV. Most viruses get into your system and makes your system turn against itself. This product will prevent that from happening or possibly reverse it.
Mm-hmm. Well, since you come from the medical field of 30 or 40 years, here's a report that independent distributors like us, you know, the Reign Partners, we really don't use the word cure because the product, we can't use the word cure. However, there was a remarkable study done not too long ago, in the August 2013 edition of the African Journal of Traditional and Complementary Health. It's described an HIV patient who, after undergoing treatment with the black cumin seed extract, experienced a complete recovery with no detectable HIV virus or antibodies against HIV in the serum. So you might want to pick that up. It's in the August 2013 edition of the African Journal of Traditional, Complementary, and Alternative Medicine. So that's a good article to show people who may have some issues with HIV or hepatitis C. But here's another gentleman who, like yourself, came along, used the product, but he said he had pain for 52 years.
My name is Estel Richardson. I've come here tonight to talk to you some about a product called Soul. The reason I'm here is back years ago when I was 17, I had an accident at a sawmill, a very serious accident that crushed 7 discs in my spine. I lost 2.5 inches of height that day, which a 17-year-old boy did not want to do, and it left me in a lot of pain. For the last 52 years, I have not been without pain. However, a good friend of mine about a month ago learned about this product called Soul. She talked to me about it and asked me to take it. In fact, she even gave me an example of it, and I tried it. And I was very surprised that even on the very first use, I noticed a little bit of difference to the positive side, less pain. So she gave me some more, and I ordered some. Now I've been taking the product for about a month. And I can tell you, for the first time in 52 years, I am pain-free. I've had other pains that people get when they get older also. In my fingers, a little bit of degenerative osteoarthritis. And that pain is also gone. Now, I have not only taken the Soul, but this company also makes a second product, which is called Core. And after the first 2 weeks of just taking the Soul, I started taking the Core. And I have noticed an increase of energy also with that. So basically what I'm wanting to tell you is that a gentleman who has lived 52 years of his life in very serious pain, my doctors tell me that I can't walk when they look at my x-rays and my MRIs, but I have always walked and I'm still walking now. The beautiful part is now I'm not walking in pain. So if anybody is presenting this to you, if you have an opportunity to use this product, I would really recommend that you do. It's an anti-inflammatory, so it helps many things in the body, not just pain. I recommend that you try it. I believe you will enjoy it very much, and it will enhance your life.
So, we have a product that works in the human being's body, and we can go from testimony to testimony to testimony, and I think that's a real sharp way to talk to people who need the product and who are happen to be challenged with some health maladies. But look, the other piece of the business is, and I want to do it on the second half of this hour here, was that to build a team of people who are sharing the product with their friends, relatives, acquaintances, next-door neighbors, coworkers, et cetera, or people, their doctors and lawyers and college professors. That's another way of building business. You have started building the business. What have you done to start building the business? Just go 1, 2, 3, let us know what you're doing. Oops, one second. I got it on, 1 second now. I was, had it up blocked out. Let's see, 1 second, it's coming back up. Okay, now, Loretta, you're on the air. What have you done in terms of building the business? What activities have you taken advantage of?
Well, initially people were asking me what I was doing, and I told them, I said, I'm taking this product, and they're like, well, whatever it is, I'd like to get some. I had one young lady, she ordered for her husband and herself, and she ordered $540. She later sent me an email telling me it sent her friend in Colorado the same thing. I've been getting calls like that. I really didn't know initially a whole lot. Then I realized that there was an income side to this program, and I started sharing the program as well as the product with my physician. He's a neurologist, and I've been under him since 2009. And he knew my condition as far as the migraines and everything else. And I told him, I said, Doc, this is the first week that I've been on the no pain and no migraines. He got in the program at the very top level. And then when you, Dr. Johnson, told me, you said, you're a manager. And I'm like, a manager? Exactly what is it? He goes, go in your back office and look at your downline. I'm like, all I did was share the product and my testimony. So I'm in the process now of just building. I just want to build and share and build and share. And it's so easy because people, they look at you and they listen to you and they're looking for something, or they have a family member that needs what we have. And I'm just looking, sharing, and taking the product. So it's really super simple, and it's a lot of fun. Even Dr. Weeks said that if you're not having fun, then it's not worth it. And he basically, and there's another gentleman who's a triple black diamond in this company. His name is Dr. Stephen Freeman. He said that all you have to do is share the program, share the product, and share your testimony. And that's exactly what I plan to do. That's my roadmap.
That's a good roadmap, yeah. So I really appreciate you. Well, thank you very much for your testimony. And do you do vision boards? Do you set goals? Do you write goals down? Do you do affirmations? Because a lot of the builders, the people who have been very successful in this business, they kind of keep it in front of them on a day-by-day basis. So are you doing the same thing?
I did that 20 years ago, and it worked. But when you're tired and you don't have the energy, it's hard to do affirmations. It's hard to do anything. But you better believe I'm pulling back. I'm pulling up my pictures, and I'm revamping them. Yes, sir, I've gotten started with my visualization. I've gotten started with my boards. I put my house in the mirror in my bathroom so I can see it every day. And I put my car in there. I put everything in there. And I've got a vision board. I keep it in my bathroom mirror where it's right in front of me. So, yes, I do have that.
Well, that's the way to do it, to keep it. I go back to a guy named Dave Savola. He was in, God bless his soul, he had been around network marketing at least 40 years, maybe 50 years, and made so many millions. The last company he worked with, he made $1 million a year for the last, I don't know, 20 years or better. But he always said this when he approached people. He says, and then he usually approached those individuals who have been in network marketing and who have been successful. So when I met him, he had been in legal shield, it's called today. And he had been in 18 months, and he's making $33,000 a month because he said he was talking to two persons every day and then bringing all those people back to a meeting to get a second look, or to bring their friends, relatives, acquaintances, you know, people who wanted to take a second or third look at this thing. So that was his, and his pitch when he talked to people, he did it this way. He says, when he called a person, he would say to them this, listen, I got 15 minutes. I need to sit down and talk to you about what I found. I want to show you what I have. You may or may not be interested, but you got to see what I'm talking about. And he would get his appointments that way. So that was his pitch. Now, let's talk about Les Brown. He's been in network marketing. Now, he's a public speaker, travels all over the world. Matter of fact, he's been doing traveling and making serious money for the last 30 years. But he had trouble when he got into the program because he was hesitant, afraid, cautious about getting up to make a presentation. He
because
this way.
Bob Boyd, who sponsored me out of Columbus, Ohio, in Bestline Products, I thought he was the consummate presenter and very polished and articulate and a meticulous dresser. And I wasn't any of that. I'm cornbread. I didn't have any of that. And I was probably in the business for 4 or 5 years before I presented.
Wow.
Because I was so intimidated by him and Jim, the other guy brought me in. When I saw Jim Rowan and a guy named Chuck Simmons and Bill Bailey, I was just saying, whoa.
Yeah, how do you compete with that?
Yeah, when I can do it like that, then I'll do it. But see, you don't have to be great to get started. You have to get started to be great. And so I had to be willing to stand up. And I remember the first time I stood up, and my mind said, down. I couldn't think at all. And he had to rescue me. I had to go to the bathroom right away. So when I think about that presenting part, I think I'm going to write a book called Present and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
Because it changed my life. And I kept working at it, and I was patient, and I was persistent. And I got better and better, and I was coachable. I was willing to be coached. I believe, ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And so I asked for help. Help me do this. Help me. And fortunately, I had a supportive team that helped me, and I got better and better and better. I did not know that it would lead to what I'm doing right now. And so the ability to present, it changes your life.
Mm-hmm.
The personal development and the relationship and the presentation skills, it gives you the equipment you need to navigate this global economy. And that's what this industry does.
It does indeed. Now, he said when he opened his statement about the fact that he was very hesitant to get up to talk, he mentioned the name Jim Rohn, that he was also in business with him back in the day. Now, here's what Jim Rohn says about network marketing and being right on the case.
Philosophy that helped change my life. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's not what happens that determines your life future. It's what you do about what happens. All of us are in like a little sailboat. And it's not the blowing of the wind that determines your destination. It's the set of the sail. So jot this phrase down. It's one of the best to understand. Kids need to understand it. The same wind blows on us all. The wind of disaster, the wind of opportunity, the wind of change, the wind when it's upside down, the wind when it's favorable and unfavorable. The same wind blows on us all, the economic wind, the social wind, the political wind. The same wind blows on everybody. The difference in where you arrive in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, the difference in arrival is not the blowing of the wind, but the set
of the sail. Of the sail.
And that's what learning is all about, to set a better sail this year than last year. To set a better sail. The first 6 years of my economic life, I wound up broke. Second 6 years, I wound up rich.
Yep. At 25 years old, he came into network marketing. By the time he was 31 years old, managing his money correctly, that he became a multimillionaire. So it's not how much you make. It's how much you keep. That's another problem. You're going to ask the basketball, football, and boxers about that scenario. Like, for instance, if you take Mike Tyson, I think in his lifetime he made $300 million. Then maybe he has a million or two left. And he went through it rather quickly, if you will. So, again, I would say go to the book, The Wealth Choice by Dennis Kimbrough, because that's got to be the Bible. Interviewed 35,000. Oh, no, he didn't. Not quite that, no. There are 35,000 black millionaires more now today, by the way, because he took 7 years to do this. But he interviewed a core of them, and all of them said this, that it's not how much you make, it's how much do you save. How much do you reinvest? How are those reinvesting dollars working for you in terms of growing and giving you back more money? So that's, we have to bring people to the microphone who will be able to teach us to do that. Now, I should take some calls, ask people, do they have any questions? Because we talked about the product. What did we say about the product? It works. The product does indeed work. And once you have your testimony, what you need to do is tell other people about your product, how it's working for you, because those people, if they don't have a health challenge, they really know somebody who does have a health challenge. All of us do. And so have your testimony, tell other people about it, doing that on a regular basis until you find about 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people who will buy your product. Then you'll find one or two of those persons who have been laid off, downsized, capsized, lost their jobs, are looking for an opportunity to build a business like this with a company that's in 48 countries in the world. We can build it here. You can expand it to all those other countries by contacting people from Indonesia, Japan, Hong Kong, Malaysia, wherever, Africa. And those people will tell people back home. And now you have a downline, an organization, if you will, that reaches way beyond the USA. So, again, the thing to do is to do at least two or three presentations a day about the product. And as Dr. Weeks says, the product does work, but we want to take the last half of the hour and talk about systems.
Seed nutrition is the frontier. There's wonderful juices and magic fruits from all over the world, but the seed is where the future of nutrition is. And so we'll talk about that. In my medical practice, also quickly by way of introduction, for the past 25 years, what I've focused on is helping people get off of medications. As a medical doctor, I approve of medications. They save lives, they're fabulous, but as everyone knows, they're often too expensive and they have very serious side effects. So if we can use medications appropriately, which means typically short-term, while we're seeking for the problem, the actual underlying problem, which is typically a nutrient imbalance, too much of this or too little of that, once we correct that nutrient imbalance, happily, the medication becomes redundant. So typically, if you know people who are on medications, it's only because their doctor hasn't focused on how to get them off the medications by replenishing their nutrient deficiencies. And I have to tell you, after working with Soul for the past 6 or 8 months, I'm astonished at how superior Soul is to medications. It's not a medication, it's not a drug. And I want to make sure everyone understands that. But what it does, as you'll see, is Soul helps the body be healthy enough that it rebalances its imbalances, and therefore synthetic patented drugs become obsolete.
Loretta, are you, when you tell people about, as you said, some people have been watching you and they see that you were kind of inactive at a point, even your doctor, inactive at a point, and now you're active, bouncing around, feeling much, much, much better. What are they saying when you approach them with that, even your doctor, Loretta?
They're asking me what did I do? And I'm like, it's not so much what I did, but it's what's being done inside of me. And I tell them about the seed product and the seed nutrition. And I tell them that, you know, try it. The company has a 30-day money-back guarantee. And when you get the Soul, you get 30 packets of Soul. If you get the Ben, you get 30 packets of Ben. And if you get the Core, there are 30 packets in there. So you can take the entire product. This is what I say. You can take all of the product and then tell the company that you're not satisfied, and they will refund your money. You don't have to take my word for it. Try it for yourself. The company will refund your money if you're not satisfied. I mean, What do you have to lose? That's what I thought when I took it. I'm like, why don't I just take it? What do I have to lose? I had nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Now, your doctor, who's he's a brain surgeon? Yes?
He's a neurologist.
Oh, no. Neurologist, okay. So he came in at the top. Now, what is he saying in terms of how he is planning on building out or sharing with his constituency? What is his strategy?
There is a format that most doctors follow, but his format mm-hmm. right now is care of his patients because that's his utmost concern. His office manager is coming into the program today. She texted me last night and said that she loves this product. She's coming into the program. What he's going to do is tell his patients about this product and get them on the product. That's his initial concern, is his patient. Mm-hmm. He already has two that have come into the program. And, I mean, those two patients are feeling better as myself. So he has a testimony to give the other patients. And he's asking us to tell them that, you know, how we are doing, what we did, and what we were doing prior to that. And that is part of his plan. I don't know the rest of it because I'm not on a personal level with him, but it's getting to be personal because he's like, Miss Jackson, I got somebody you need to talk to. And I talk to him, and they're like, okay, well, go ahead and put me in and sign me up for this. And it's just, it's taking off.
Right. That's good. Excellent. Excellent. I wanted to ask about techniques and strategies and skill sets. Are you reading any books, or you haven't been in network marketing for a long, long time, have you, or have you not?
I have not been in for 20 years, but I am reading The Wealth Choice, and I've also read the book You Can Rest, But Don't You Quit.
Okay,
Rest
If You Must.
But Don't You Quit.
Yeah, Vic Johnson, V-I-C Johnson. Did you go to Amazon to get that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you're going to get the audio too, because I have both the audio and the book. Maybe I should open the lines, because we talked about the product. We talked about what you have to do to build a business and share, and you certainly have been sharing. And so in the last couple of weeks, you've done a good job. Let me hit this. Let me talk about Eric Worre, who is a trainer, and let him talk about how he's built.
30 days can change everything. I'm living proof, and I have examples of living proof of what 90 days can do to change everything. In 1992, I was the most I'd ever made in network marketing was about a little under $200,000. And I'm spending every penny, and I'm hustling, and I'm struggling, and I'm trying. And I'll tell you, if you're making $100,000 a year in network marketing, that's just enough money to be miserable. You pay your taxes, you try and drive your business, and you know, you got this little job. It's no fun at 100. It's better to have a hobby at 20 than a full-time 100. I'm telling you. I don't want to scare you by saying that, but I'm just telling you. Those of you, once you get to 100, you know what I'm talking about. It's no fun. You're like, oh, I got to break out. I'm seeing these other people. They're flying past me. What do I got to do? And I was with a company that had hit a wall. It was a company called NSA. They had water filters and air filters. And their company was going through a lot of drama. And they hadn't switched. They switched to Juice Plus later. They became a nutritional company. And they're very successful still today. But they hadn't done that at that time. So full-timers like me were desperate. And I joined another company in September of 1992. And I decided that I was going to engage in a 90-day burst of activity like I'd never worked in my life. Now, understand, I'm a guy who's kind of struggling, you know, making 100 to 200. And in my first 12 months, my 1099 was $980,000. In my first 12 months. I'm the same guy with the same skills, same ability, same influence, same contacts. And I went from struggling to $980,000 in 1 year. 1 year. You know what made that happen? A 90-day burst, a 90-day game plan. It all happened from 90 days. Another gentleman that was involved with me at that time. His name's Art. And Art drove, we had an event that we started with that company. He drove from Boston to Chicago. Had no money, broke. Never made more than a couple thousand dollars in network marketing, never in his life. And he said, I'll do whatever I need to do. Tell me what I need to do. And we sat down with him, and never forget, we sat in this lounge and we said, oh, you know, let's create a 90-day game plan for you to be able to change your life. You know, we told him, the only thing between you and being a millionaire is putting 1,000 people in the room in Boston 90 days from today in your downline. He said, really? I said, really? Can you show me how? Yes, I can show you how. I can be a millionaire from the efforts that I do in the next 90 days. And it's learnable. Yes. Well, Art did that. He went back. And he followed instructions. He quit 2 weeks later. And then we had to talk him back into it. Seriously. And 90 days later, he didn't have 1,000 people in the room, but he had about 700 in the room 90 days later from nothing with no money. We taught him exactly how to do it, step by step, the total game plan, the total blueprint, how to build towards it, how to do it, and how to come out of it. Today, Art makes about $5 million a year, number one in his company, about $5 million a year, over $400,000 every month. He was broke, no money, had to drive from Boston to Chicago and then back again, quit two or three times during his 90-day game plan, pulled it off, and that started a career for him. Brian Carruthers is another example. Brian Carruthers was with my company, TPN, and Brian had never made more than $2,000 in a month with my company. And when my company sold to Prepaid Legal Services, has now become Legal Shield. When my company sold, Brian, there's people moaning and crying and upset and freaked out and we'll see and all that stuff. And Brian said, you know what? This is my window. This is my opportunity. I'm going to attack this like I've never attacked anything in my life. Another gentleman at the same time that he works with today and top earner, his name is Darnell Self, one of the best leaders in network marketing, decided at the same time, you know what, that was going to be his future. Prior to that, what the most Darnell ever made? $400 a month. And where did he worked retail or something? He worked in a retail store in a mall. Darnell Self, one of the most powerhouse guys in the profession. But what those guys decided to do while everybody else was crying and whining and wondering, and you know, this is a big transition, you know, transitioning one company into another network marketing company is huge. They decided to put together a 90-day game plan, and they put it together like you've never seen in your life. And they worked so hard. I'm going to teach you some of the things that they did. They worked so hard, so focused, at 100% throttle to get off the ground and get it going. Brian, I never made more than $2,000 in a month. What was your first month's check? 11. What was, you know, what was it after 6 months? 24. What was it after 12 months? 42. How much could you go back and point to of your $14 million that you've earned since that time? How much could you go back and point to your first 90 days?
Okay. So you hear that. What did he say? They worked hard. Look, if you have the vision, you can make this happen, but you have to give it your all. Like Art Williams, who started A.L. Williams, he says, all you can do is all you can do, and all you can do is enough. So if you really want to hit the ball out of the ballpark, you can do it with this program. Now, wait a minute. There are many people who don't want to work that hard. They say, I want to take the product, couple hundred dollars a month, $500 a month, $1,000, $2,000 a month, maybe five, maybe $10,000 a month, but that's it. And that's okay for them. But just in case you have the vision to do big things, the opportunity is here in network marketing. You can hit the ball out of the park, and you can hit even a grand slam. Now, look, at Shio, a young lady in Africa. She says, if you have the vision, you can make this
happen.
It's
not just the holiday season here. It's getting to be the holiday season all across the globe. And what an amazing year to celebrate. What great things as we look back we've been able to accomplish together and put in place as we're scaling things up and building that foundation to be able to bless so many other people's lives. And what I love is I love seeing those lives change. I love seeing that the people are coming to Reign and utilizing the platform that we have for what it can be used for. And that is to create more freedom in people's lives, to benefit people through our products, and then obviously to give more freedoms by giving people options through the opportunity that we have. And so as you're getting on, whether you're watching us through Zoom or you're getting on Facebook, thanks for joining us. Today we have a treat. And for those people that know who I'm going to introduce here in just a second, you know what type of powerhouse she is and what leader and inspiration she is to so many people that she comes in contact with. And she's doing the same thing here in Reign with her teams, whether they're in her backyard or whether they're in other countries. And what she has, I think her attitude and her passion is just contagious. And so I'm sure you're going to feel that today. But I know I've gotten a lot of questions. I'm sure she's gotten a lot of questions. But I want to recognize and congratulate one of our newest Black Reign Diamonds, and that is Shio. Shio, thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for being on this call. I know that everybody is excited to hear from you and learn from you. And for those people that heard you speak at World Seed Summit or at the Ascend event that we had earlier in the year, like I said, it's amazing to hear from you, and your passion and your belief is just contagious. So thank you for being you, Shio, and thanks for being on today.
Thank you very much for having me, Byron. Good evening, Reign Nation! Thank you.
Well, I'm sure you've been bombarded, you know, as people are seeing, not only you go Black Reign Diamond, but you're having people in your team sitting rank, you know, growth happening. And I'm sure, you know, when you started out in your Reign journey years ago, I mean, I remember talking with you, your goal was never to be just a manager. Your goal was always to do something big and go to the top. And how do you think that mindset really can set the pace for somebody to really go out there and accomplish their goals? I mean, what did you see when you first started here in Reign?
Right. Thank you so much, Byron. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm excited to be here. What did I see? When I first got started, I remember I joined on the 30th of March, 2018. And like 2 weeks after, there was an event in Berlin. And Marina said to me, Shia, you've got to be at Berlin. I was like, nope, I'm not going nowhere. I'm still doing this under the radar. You know, I'm still with a different company, but I didn't want anybody to know that I was doing Reign. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I didn't want to be seen. But she said to me, Shia, you have to be there. I'll make sure you get there. And she did a lot of things, different things to make sure I got to Berlin. And I got to Berlin and I saw a room of about 300 people. And I remember sitting down there and thinking, how come this isn't bigger than this? How come the whole world doesn't know this? How can these people be saying that this product have done all these things they're saying, and there are not 2,000 people in this room? I just couldn't believe it. I just sat there and thought, there's so much opportunity for growth. I just sat there thinking, wow, I'm going to do this big time. And it was whilst I was in Berlin, I decided there was no way I could do this under the radar. I'm going all out.
Yeah, because she had a vision. That's why she went all out. See, there's some people who come into this business, what? Where are they? Some people say, I have a lot of responsibilities. And she was a single mother, you know, with two or three kids. And she said, I had to do it. I'm unemployable. Nobody would hire me to do the kind of things that I know I can do. They don't want to pay that kind of money. Because, you know, in many instances, they pay you enough so you don't quit the job. And most people do enough work so they don't quit, you know. They don't get fired, if you will. But some people will put the pedal to the metal. They will go all the way to whatever they put their hand on, like a Kobe Bryant, like a Michael Jordan, if you or Magic Johnson, they just take it to a whole different level. You know, there's some people who like that. Byron Belkin's like that. He came into network marketing with New Skin about 15 years ago, maybe a little bit more. Anyway, he was bouncing around with a couple other companies that he didn't do very much with, but he was called to the carpet by Nathan Ricks, who's joined New Skin back in 86. And today he has about 600,000 people in his downline. He's made millions and millions and millions. You can always Google his name, Nathan Ricks, and you see that he's been in for a number of years, and he has a vast organization that's worldwide. But those guys come in and they work hard. Now, I will open the, you know, maybe somebody might have some questions or something, but I just want to indicate there's some people who will work hard. And if you can find a person who's willing to work very, very, very hard, you can reap the benefits. You put them on one side, put somebody else on the other side, and build that other side. Now, they probably passed the other side, but that's okay, because I had a guy to come in one time with an organization that I wasn't even planning on working, but he came into the organization. I didn't know him. They put him under me. And he went out and built an organization of 55,000 people, and the volume was doing on average of $3 million a month, not a year, a month. And so I got the overrides, you know, to make millions off of that. But you'll find somebody once in a while that you bring in who will get out down and work extremely hard and build a big business. It's not going to be easy. But when you bring a person in like that, I mean, that's a blessing. So you like to have one on the right and one on the left, really, of those kind of people. And Shio did it by working extremely hard.
No. Far from easy. You know, I've shared my story many times. When I joined Rain at the beginning of last year, my divorce was, you know, had just been finalized, well, about a year before, but I was still having trouble with, you know, my ex-husband. You know, there was that there was always, you know, hovering a cloud, you know, so emotionally, I wasn't even in the right place emotionally. You know, I had to be there for three kids. I just had to deliver. I remember saying to Dino, because I work very closely with Dino, and I said to him, Dino, I need to be earning a specific amount every single month. And I said, I have to. I don't have a choice. There's no, I don't have a job to go to. I'm actually unemployable, right? I had tried. I had put out a few CVs to say, you know what, okay, can I go back to project management? But nobody called me. Nobody was hiring me, right? And I said to Dino, I said, this has to work. It has to work. I have to be able to pay my bills. I have to be able to take care of my kids. I needed to earn a specific amount every single month. And I told him what that amount was. And he said, Shia, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And this is what it's going to take for you to do it. He told me. At the time, I had sponsored about 42 people personally. And Dino said, for you to go diamond, you need to personally sponsor 70. That's what it's going to take. I'm like, okay. And within the space of 6 weeks, I sponsored another 20 in about 6 weeks. And that was when the things just changed. It was towards the end. It was about a year ago, Byron. It was about a year ago that everything, just we started working with the numbers. It was towards the end of last year and then beginning of this year. And about 3 months into 2020, you know, diamond happened. Was it easy? No. Hell no. No, it wasn't. Sleepless nights, right? Working very, very hard every single day, showing up every single day. I started doing presentations for my team a few weeks after I got started, right? We do presentations every single day. When I started, Marina did it for about a week or two, and then I reached out to her and said, you know what, Marina, thank you so much for showing me how to do this. I'm ready to take it over. I'm ready to start running this thing for my team. And I started doing presentations every single day, 8 p.m. every single day. We had presentations apart from Saturdays. And I did that, you know, from April, right, all the way to like maybe September last year. I did it alone every day. And then my leaders started stepping up. Some days then one of them said to me, oh, I can't join the 8 p.m. presentation because it eats into my family time. Can I do a 4 p.m. presentation? I've got a few friends that I want to share this with. Sure. Just throw it open to the whole team. And that's how a second presentation started. And then another leader said, oh, I've got a few people that can't join the 8 p.m. one. I want to do one at 9 o'clock. Sure. Throw it open to the whole team. And that's how we started doing 3 presentations every single day.
Wow.
And we have consistently done that. Every day, 3 presentations on the team. It will take that kind of effort. It will take that kind of consistency. It will take that kind of hard work. I say I might not be the best skilled, most talented person on my team, but I'm the hardest worker. You cannot outwork me. And I remember working with a mentor like 3 years ago, and he said that, and he has stayed with me. He said, if you continue to put in the effort, all the hard work, you continue and build with love, right? With heart, you know, thinking about your people, and you're working very hard every single day, you will be successful. And so the journey to diamond or double diamond, even black ring diamond, was not easy at all. No, it wasn't. It was a lot of work, a lot of 3 hours sleep per night, right? But we had a goal, and I wanted to make it happen, and it happened. But it wasn't easy, but it's worth it.
Certainly it's worth it, no question about that. Okay, well, listen, we've been here for an hour, and what I wanted to do just on a Sunday afternoon for those people who want to listen is to say, listen, we have a good product. It's a great opportunity. Would you believe that there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people right in this country who are looking for an opportunity and who will show up and make it happen in their lives? So, what can I say? Some people want to do a little bit, and that's okay. And some people want to do a lot. And some people want to hit a home run. And like Shio, she says, I want to hit a grand slam. And she did. So, and when you put those kind of people on your team, man, it can be a surprise for you in terms of how fast that team will grow. So I'm going to open the microphones. I see a couple of people here. Do we have any questions of anybody before we close out on this Sunday afternoon? Boy, it's a beautiful day down here in Florida. But you got to be careful when you go out. Any questions at all, anybody? I got all the lines open. Any questions? Loretta, any questions?
I don't have a question. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, hi there. This is Nellie Mann from North Carolina.
The testimony.
Hi there. I enjoyed the testimony. It's just inspiring me to do better. I know I have a long ways to go, but I am not going to give up because I know that the product is excellent. It's excellent and it works. It worked for me when I had swollen glands. I had no idea what to do about it. I just drank 90%. Put 10% on my face by my ear, and I believe in less than 10 or 15 minutes, it went away, and it has not returned, and I'm just excited about the product and especially the call. I'm learning so much. Thank you, Dr. Johnson. Thank you, and thank you for everyone who gave their testimony today. You certainly have inspired me, and God bless each one of you, and have a wonderful day.
Well, good, good, good. Thank you very much. Any other questions, any comments? Any takeaways? Any additions? Her testimony is awesome. Yeah, go right ahead.
After listening to the young lady, I sat here within myself, and I'm thinking, I spent 40 years at that hospital, and it was because I put in 120%. That's why I developed chronic fatigue, because I put in. I worked days on the day shift. I worked evenings on holidays, and I worked overnight on the weekend. Mm-hmm. A very demanding job, plus a mother, plus all my other hats I wore. And I'm thinking to myself, I gave 40 years to that job. I have a decent retirement income, but it's not where I want to be. And after listening to that young lady, I feel like I can put in the time, the 90-day effort into this program,
and come out a triple diamond or however many diamonds they put up there. But I'm going for the brass ring, and I don't plan on quitting.
Excellent. Wow. I know the company is excited. They were looking at your stats in the last, you've been in 3 weeks now, and they were saying, wow, she's off to a running start, so that's good. Congratulations. Anybody else? All the lines are open. Anybody else? Speak right up. Okay, just want to listen? Not a problem. Okay. Well, folks, I thank you very much for being here today. We talked about the product, how wonderful it is, that it does indeed work. We heard that those testimonies. And then for the people who want to make some extra money, $1,000 a month, $500 a week, whatever, it does work, yes, for those. But for those people who want to hit not only a home run but a grand slam, you heard Eric Worre. He decided after 5 years in business and stumbling around for a long, long time that he wanted to hit a home run. No, he wanted to hit a grand slam. And he did his 290-day blitz, if you will. And he made millions and millions of dollars since then. And now he's flying around in his own plane. So he's having a good time teaching people all across the world that network marketing works. Now, is it money on the table? Yep. We have a good company. We have a good marketing plan. And we have superior products that work with people's bodies. So as Byron Allen, a gentleman who is now reaching out to get, I don't know, $300 million to start another cable system, just like Bob Johnson did with BET. He sold BET. He started it in 1980, and he sold it a couple of years ago for $3 billion, big boys. And he's investing in other entrepreneur activities. So like Byron Allen says, there's plenty of money on the table, and I appreciate you guys listening. And Loretta, thank you very much for being on the call today. I really appreciate you being here. And anyway we can help you, give a call. Steve Freeman, my sponsor, will help you. Byron Belka, Russ Crawley, Casey Whitaker, all of them will help you to reach your objective, whatever your goals, ideas, and wishes happen to be. They will help you get there. But as Byron Allen says, and Google his name to see what he's doing out there. He's doing something with Comcast these days. But he says, there's no lack of money on the table in America. None at all.
It's happening. The battle is not in the streets. It's in the schoolroom. It's making sure we get a proper education.
Right.
It's in the boardroom, making sure you have access to capital that's not predatory. And it's in the courtroom, like we are in the Supreme Court. We'll talk a little bit about that. And this was something that, you know, I started supporting Senator Obama long before Black America or anybody knew his name, right? Because he came to folks who had the capital to support. I was happy to support. And after he became president, I said, I'm not any different than anybody else. I have an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
My agenda is that I want for all Americans to have equal access to capital and opportunity, especially African Americans, the furthest left behind. So I said, I have two asks of you. I said, you just spent $700 billion to bail out the banks. And I want you to audit the banks and see if they're lending money to Black people, not minorities. Black people, because minorities, that's defined as white women,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And the new minorities, gay white men.
Mm-hmm.
But if you actually say, I'm going to audit you to see if you're lending money to Black people, Negroes, whichever decade you want to go to,
mm-hmm.
You're going to see that we're not getting access to capital. And at that point, I had seen the data that unemployment for under Obama's administration, unemployment for Black America had gone up and had gone down for white America, and home ownership had hit a 25-year low.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, that audit will send a very clear message to the banks to start lending money to Black folks, and they'll start digging Black people up out of graves and lending money to maintain their good standing with the United States government.
And you can look at the they're going to do another bailout here of, I think, $3 trillion, something like that. They're going to wrap that up and start sending you guys some money. So there's a lot of money on the table, a lot with nonprofit organizations out there, a lot with corporate America, a lot of money in the streets, a lot of money with the government. We can get some of that money, but you got to focus on what you want to do to help put that money in your pocket. As Byron Allen says, there's no lack of
money.
Money's
easy. You know, like I said, I had to learn how to make money from the day I started saying, look, I'm going to help my mother. I'm going to make sure I'm not a burden.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the easy part. Making money is easy. And that's a mindset. You could put up a radar and say, where's trouble and trouble will find you. You could put up a radar and say, where's this and it will come to you. But when you put up that radar that says, okay, how are we going to make money in an honest way, in a legal way,
mm-hmm.
you're going to figure it out, especially today
yeah.
with the Internet.
Yeah, but
with
300
the internet,
million to buy the Weather Channel?
300, yeah, by the way, 300 million is not a lot of money. And so I think.
Okay, what kind of million Byron working with? Let me get 300 million. Yeah, let me get 50 then. Okay.
You know,
give me 10.
Listen, 300 million. You know, I wanna make sure everybody understands how much money there's out there. There is out there, and
mm-hmm.
it is there for you. That money is there for you, and you can make all that and more. That money is there, especially today. I mean, you look, in America, this is the greatest financial system out there. We have over $20 trillion in liquidity in our financial systems. That money is just swirling, looking for a place to invest and looking for a place to get a safe return. That money is available to you. That money is looking for you. And there aren't that many people who can actually invest it, protect it, return it with a return. So, there's plenty of capital. There's no shortage of capital in America. How do you?
The money is on the table, folks. We can go get whatever piece you want. You want $100 a week, you want $1,000 a week, $10,000 a week, or $20,000 or $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a week. Come on, it's on the table. Hey, thanks for listening. I really appreciate you. I hope you got something out of this. I just wanted you to reconstitute your energy, your talents, to understand that you have the power, the potential, and the promise of doing great things with this product. Not only to stay healthy and share it with other people, but to make a lot of money. So we'll see you tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. And that number is 917-4483. I appreciate you here being on a Sunday. I hope this has helped you to think bigger and to think faster. Have a good one. See you then.